The Word of God is the seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's Word with simplicity and power.
Spirit of the living God, we pray that you breathe upon your people, set the captives free, challenge us tonight. Let everyone here walk out free, delivered, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Please walk up to 5-6 people, give them a big hug, and tell them you are in for a surprise. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big shout of praise. Hallelujah. Those outside, can you tell those inside you're not intimidated? Give Jesus a shout. It's like God is outside this night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I welcome everyone to our February miracle service. God will do us good in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, I'll just share a few things and then we'll get into the business of the night. By the way, I welcome all who have come from far. You will never be the same. This is Bethel. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord laid a few things in my heart to share with us tonight before we begin to minister and just move prophetically. Hallelujah. God declared to us this year that is our season, our year of the rain. And He's been building us constructively to this effect, and I want to challenge us very briefly. Hallelujah. Before we continue, just pray in 1 minute and say, Lord, I must have my testimony tonight. My testimony, not our testimony. Go ahead and pray. Especially for those of us who have come from far. Pray. Lord, I insist, like Jacob. I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me, refuse to go back the same. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Insist that you will not go back the same. Before your presence, you can't go back with that cancer. You can't go back with that HIV. Not that oppression. Your family cannot return back the way they came. It's a prophecy for you. That new dimension of grace and fire, you must get it tonight. Grace. Body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me.
You are the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Take your place. Take your place.
Something about atmospheres. You see, you must be very intelligent spiritually as you sit here. What makes a place anointed is not the location, but the kind of atmosphere. You see, when you come under certain very strong unctions, you must be very sensitive, because while you're just seated there, many things are happening in the spirit. Jacob said, the Lord was in this place. He truly was, not an angel. The Lord was in this place, but I knew not. And the second time God appeared, he held him. He said, now I know you are here. I will not let you go. I missed it the first time. I will make that mistake again. It doesn't take time for God to dramatically change your life. It's just for you to take advantage of the influence of his spirit. It's beyond the words. It's an atmosphere. It makes many things possible that would not have been possible in your house. The Bible says, listen, it says how that Saul saw a band of prophets. When he stepped into that atmosphere, he was not praying or fasting. The atmosphere activated a possibility in him at once. Realize that atmospheres have prophetic implication. You can come into an atmosphere and all of a sudden chains will fall. Please help them. Let's. Hallelujah. You step into atmospheres. I already sense the power of the Spirit in a mighty way. Atmospheres have prophetic implications. I want you to know that every one of our services, especially the miracle services, are not just casual. You do not know the level of spiritual preparation that goes in for every single service. Hallelujah. Every single service. Because there are so many people, so many here, and thousands of others connecting with us through the social media. We have no time to waste. We can't draw the people of God and come and waste their time. So be sensitive. There will be lots of impartations tonight.
lots of impartation. Just listen to me. Lots of, there will be, I saw it many times in the vision of the Lord as I pray, activations. I'm telling you, dormant dimensions and graces. Some of you are so close, but you have not touched it. This night, something will move you. It's not by power and it's not by might. If it's not there, it's not there. There's no way you can fake it. If that dimension is not there, it's not there. It's as simple as that. So Lord, we ask you to do something tonight. This is our year of the rain. Do to us what we cannot do to ourselves. Mommy, come. It's your season to step into a strange order of the prophetic. Lift your hands. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Because I see the angel of the Lord, and he tells me he's tearing a veil of the prophetic. This is what the angel of the Lord is doing to you. You will begin to see with uncanny accuracy. Uncanny accuracy. There's fire on your eyes right now as I speak. Fire on your eyes. You will step into a strange order of grace. Strange, just hold her, keep her standing. I know. You will step into strange levels of the prophetic. I open that prophetic door in the spirit. I open that prophetic door for you. It's happening to ladies, just ladies. I don't know why this is happening, but I see an activation. We are yet to start, but I see a strong activation. Strong activation. Shaka. Sketeteteka. Steprons kabareketa. Siketeteta balatata. Let it be. Let the angel of prophecy come upon ladies. Ignite them in the name of Jesus. I see a number of them outside. Prophetic fire falling on just ladies.
We're in the realm of your glory, in the realm of your grace. Hey, manana moshi na na manana. Hey, manana moshi na na. Behold, I set before you an open door. Behold, I set before you an open door. Behold, I set before you an open door, saith the Spirit of God. I break the barriers. I break the barriers. I set before you an open door. God is speaking to families. I set before you an open door. I set before you an open door. I set before you an open door. God is speaking to ministries. I set before you an open door. Shimana namasi ne na ni ana namasi ana namasi. Salama. You stepping in as the Prince of Peace.
Salama. 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 Salama.
Mighty God. Mighty God. It becomes yours. The Lord gives you honor tonight. The Lord gives you great prophetic insight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please sit down if you can. Let me just touch on what I have to touch on, because the Spirit of God is already moving strong and mighty. I told you there will be lots of impartations. Lots of impartations. Shkamalata balataya.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, you have won the sing hallelujah, hallelujah. You have won it all for me.
Sing it one more time.
Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. You have won the praise, you'll take the honor. I just want to say thank you. You'll get the glory,
you'll get the glory,
you'll get the praise,
you'll get the praise,
you'll take the honor,
you'll get the honor.
I just want to say
thank you.
You'll get the glory,
you'll get the glory,
about the goodness and the faithfulness of God in the life of any individual that takes Him seriously. Listen, this is already a word for some people here. If you pay attention to God, don't play games with God. Don't treat God the way you treat your colleagues in office or colleagues. He said, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Meaning, if you do not find him, you didn't seek him with all your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Two things very quickly tonight that the Lord put in my spirit to share with us. The Lord is showing me a barren woman. And God is terminating that barrenness completely. I'm seeing in the vision of the Lord a woman that has been crying to God and saying, Lord, visit me. Why do I see the angel of the Lord outside? The Lord is showing me a vision and I see the angel of the Lord outside. The power of God is coming mightily upon a lady. Bring that lady in. Two of them. Bring them in.
You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. Sing, you make all things new. Yes.
Salvation comes to this family tonight.
And I will follow you forward.
You make all things new. Yeah.
Make all things new.
Yeah, yeah.
Make all things new.
This is the yoke of darkness. There is a mighty deliverance going through in this family. Makata balada balada. For this is holy ground. Will you hear me now? This is holy ground, my friend. For this is holy ground. Will you hear me now? This is holy ground. For the sun will no more give you sunlight by day. The moon will no more.
Mighty breakthrough coming to this family. Stand up, lift her up. Bring this guy. It's not supposed to be there, but let me just. Let the shofar blow over your destiny. I open up those dimensions you have desired. I open those strange dimensions. Step into a new dimension of grace. Leave him. It's done. Mommy, please look at me. Look at me. Can you talk to her? Madam, look at me. The Lord has visited your family tonight. Please look at me. Come, let me talk to you. I'm seeing sickness. One, sickness. Two, witchcraft. This is serious witchcraft over your family. Huh? That's why you keep having the dreams you're having. Recurrent dreams. You're falling inside water. They are chasing you and all of these things. Jesus died to set you free. Can you hear me, madam? Hold on. Where is your husband? Your finances are tied completely. Tied completely. But I tell you, madam, the major breakthrough that will happen in this family will surprise you. You believe that? I don't know you. I've never seen you. Who is she to you? She's your mother. Come and stand here because you have prayed. I'm seeing you in a vision praying, even for this meeting. And you are praying and asking the Lord to visit your family. And I tell you the truth, mommy, salvation comes to your family tonight. Hold my hands. I curse that spirit. In the name of Jesus. I see something leaving you. That devil of darkness. Let this family go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Something is coming out from your chest. What's wrong?
So, I don't know what is that. Chest is paining me.
That's what I'm saying. Because you will think, they will go and tell you maybe it's, what do they call it? Ulcer or something. Or maybe diabetes or something. They said you have sugar diabetes.
Diabetes.
Hold on, let me talk to you. That's what they told you in the hospital.
It's not diabetes. This is witchcraft. This is because I'm seeing that one day you will get up and see some, your leg will start paining you. Right? You start feeling pain and something will look like a boil. Then it will start growing mysteriously and it will not heal. And they will tell you it's because of diabetes. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Father, bring salvation to this family. In the name of Jesus, let this captivity end. I pray for you, this dimension of the spirit that you have desired, step into it. In the name of Jesus, there are dimensions of grace. God bless you.
I hear the chains falling.
Bring her.
Hey. I hear the chains falling. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
I curse this spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring her hands. Let her be free in the name of the Lord. Not only deliverance, but impartation of fresh grace to step into new dimensions. And the Lord visiting the finances of the family changed their story. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Please sit down. Let's do something. Our time is gone. Shibalaka tabaradabalaraba. I want to talk on two things that the Lord put in my heart and then we'll pray. Number one, I told us that this year God wants us to succeed. Say after me, God wants me to succeed. Say it, God wants me to succeed.
My status is changing, it's no more decline, I'm on my way to better days.
Oh yes, God is changing everyone's story.
Status is changing, it's no more decline, I'm on my way to better days.
No matter where your family has been, prophesy it.
Status is changing, no more decline. I'm on my way to better days.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. On my way. On my way.
To better days.
Better days.
Better days.
Hey. I'm on my way. On my way.
The master key, please write. The master key to attracting uncommon favor. Please make reference to my teaching, Activating Seasons of Greatness. There I teach that the key to greatness in life is favor. And I teach that there are two dimensions of favor. There is favor with God and favor with men. The Bible says, and the boy Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and men. I told you that it is possible to have favor with God and not have favor with men. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So I told us that the key to having favor with God, there are three things that I taught us. I'm just recapping on the teaching. Three things. Number one, I told us, is called the fear of the Lord. Yirat Adonai. Reverence. Reverence. Priority. Respect for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number two, I told us our tithing. 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 I can't remember what I said the third one was. But then, I remember teaching us that when it comes to favor with men, there is a requirement and the Lord asked me to recap it. I'm telling you, God has an agenda with us this year. Praise the Lord. God wants to break barriers and not only cause us to be healing people and bless people, but God wants to make people and families prosper. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a very serious issue in many families. And I told you this is Bethel. Praise the Lord. Diligence. Everybody say diligence. We are going to talk a bit, just a few minutes on diligence. What is diligence? Diligence is the virtue of hard work. The virtue of thoroughness. Diligence and mastery, really. Diligence and mastery. The ultimate key to attracting uncommon favor in this realm and in this system, please pay attention, is diligence and mastery. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, one of the things that God has helped us to understand is the balance and understanding on how the kingdom works, the components of the kingdom. Now, we have a lot of people who leave everything all to God. They say, Jesus has died, He's paid all the price, it should come to me freely. You will be broke and you will fail in life if that is the circumference of your belief about God. On the other hand, we have people who are just hustlers. They want to make it by any means and they throw away the God factor. Both are wrong. Are you getting me? Diligence and mastery. Two keys. I've been challenging us last week. I did challenge us in this light again. What is mastery? Mastery means comprehensive knowledge or skill in a subject or area. Comprehensive knowledge, skill, proficiency, competence. Genesis 41, please, quickly. Genesis 41, from verse 36 to 46, just 10 verses. And let's look at one case study in the Bible. Genesis 41. There was a man in the Bible called Joseph. From verse 36. Okay, let's read very quickly. This was Joseph now revealing and interpreting the dream of Pharaoh. Verse 36 says, and that food shall be for storage in the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not in famine. Verse 37. The Bible says, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. 38. Can we read together if you are there? One, two, read. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this in whom the Spirit of God is? He said, can we find such a person? Joseph began to give an interpretation of the dream. And he said, this interpretation means there will be 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. Now, Pharaoh, here is my solution. Find a man discreet and wise and set him over this project that during the 7 years they will gather plenty and during the 7 years of famine they will be able to enjoy. And Pharaoh said, who is the person? In other words, he threw a challenge to the entire Egypt. Can we find such a man? If you know you are that qualified, if you know you are that proficient, step up. No race was mentioned. He didn't say if you are an Egyptian or if you are a Jew. He said, can we find such a person? I want to bless that person. I want to lift and promote that person. But can we find such a diligent person, such a skilled person, such a proficient person? And the Bible says there was none. And then, verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown thee this thing, there is none such so discreet and wise as thou art. He was not just lifted because he was of the covenant and all of that. No. The Bible says the king testified, Pharaoh, he said, there is none who is as discreet and wise. And because of that, verse 40, thou shalt be over my house immediately. No board meeting, no discussion. Are you getting what I'm saying? Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne shall I be greater than thou. 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring, a symbol of authority, and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. 44, 43. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and he cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Verse 44. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in the land of Egypt. Look at that. 45 says, and Pharaoh called Joseph, called him all the name, and he gave unto him his wife, Asenath, and the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went all over the land of Egypt, the last verse. And Joseph was how many years old? How many years old? Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out of the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout the entire land of Egypt. Everybody say diligence. Say proficiency. Listen to me. The world that we live in right now, if you want the favor, that's the reward system of the kingdom. The favor of God. Many people have been taught that favor just means unmerited access. I told you that you need to get my teachings, the full gospel. There I give you a balanced view of the dimension of God's grace and favor. Because I told you every Christianity that makes God absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life without a partnership on your own part is an irresponsible Christianity. Read from Genesis to Revelation. Every time God wanted to bless a man, he demanded partnership on his own part. Is that true? It's not all up to God. And it's not all up to you. Your own part is to be diligent, to gain mastery. Hallelujah. I began to teach last week and I said that there are so many people in the body of Christ. They are poor, they are average, they are poor at their place of work, they are poor and in different endeavors that they do. Different ministers of the gospel, they want crowd, they want grace, they want fame, they want popularity, but there is no diligence. No diligence. No mastery. Right? A man of God comes to stand on stage and says, don't worry, don't mind what I'm saying, just believe that the power of God will touch you. Let me tell you something. When you see a congregation gather like this, they are a mixed multitude. Not everybody is a daft. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are people who walk with God. There are people who are intellectuals. There are people who are committed to making an impact. I told you, excellence is a language. Those who are excellent understand the language. It calls a certain kind of people to your sphere of influence. Is God speaking to us now? God wants to prosper us. But let me tell you, our part of the equation is that we must contend for mastery. We must contend for diligence. Joseph, so many people in Egypt, the question I always ask is, didn't Pharaoh have a son? The Bible may not give us that record, but at least as a Pharaoh, he should be married. Is that true? for him to have neglected his son and to make Joseph a prize. It wasn't just because he loved Joseph. It was because if he did not exhort Joseph to solve that problem, Egypt would die in famine. Listen, let me tell you. Diligence will make men overlook your age. Diligence and mastery will make men overlook your gender. They will overlook a lot of flaws in your life because you have something that cannot be rejected. It's God speaking to us. Can we find such a man that is exceptionally excellent? Can we find that exceptional banker? Can we find that exceptional lecturer? Can we find that exceptional student? Can we find that exceptional man of God? Gone are the days where people think ministry is for daft people. You submit your CV, there's no job, they drive you everywhere. And you just say, well, since they've rejected me everywhere, let me go to the vineyard. Ministry is not for idiots. Ministry is not for foolish people. This is the wrong mindset that has been given about ministry. Whenever they see people going into ministry, they think that they have failed and they don't know what to do in their lives. They didn't give them a job and they said, let's go into the vineyard. The Bible says he gave unto one 5. He gave unto one 2. He gave unto one 1 according to their several ability. He had tested them through time and found out that some were more proficient than others. You must hate and fight mediocrity out of your life, especially in this season of God's glory. Hallelujah. It's good to pray. It's good to fast. But you must be diligent. You must be excellent. You must do everything you do with uncanny mastery. The minimum standard in the world today is mastery. Exceptional diligence. While others are looking for jobs and crying, there are other people jobs are looking for. I know someone in this country, I was sharing with the School of Ministry students last year. He does 3 jobs and works only 3 times a day. His minimum salary for one of them is 500,000. Minimum. He does the job at his terms. The day he coughs, the whole company will go bankrupt. Everybody say mastery. Is God challenging us? When I came in, I was blessed when I heard our sister's testimony about the changes that was happening in our office. The Bible says you are the light. Say, I am the light. You are the light does not just mean you are anointed. It means that you are exceptional enough. Listen, the key to kingdom advancement is gaining influence. I've told you this. The weapon of kingdom advancement is influence. Because influence is the ability, listen to me, influence is the ability to cause men to buy into your ideologies, to buy into your perspectives about life. When you are a man of influence, you sustain an ability that causes men to love your God, to love your principles. That's influence. The kingdom isn't just going to be advanced by sharing tracts. Right? And I told the Lord, I will never pastor a weak congregation. People who are broke, suffering, failures in life, but are just crying and say, Lord, we love you. Sooner or later, it will affect you. When there is no food in your house, you will not be able to fast. You see, the reason is because a number of people have others who are giving them money. Uncle or auntie. Remember we spoke last week, right? Dependency mentality. Take responsibility over your destiny and make up your mind to be diligent. A lot of people blame God and say, my boss is in the same koinonia with me and he can't lift me. He won't lift you because you are a member of koinonia. He will lift you because you are proficient and excellent. Praise the Lord. We're tired of the status quo. There's gotta be more than this.
There's gotta be more, gotta be more. There's gotta be more than this. There's gotta be more, gotta be more. Gotta be more than me.
You have to preach to yourself.
I'm tired of the status quo. There's gotta be more than this. There's gotta be more, gotta be more. There's gotta be more than this.
You must be excellent. You must be excellent. Be exceptional. What you are trusting God to use to feed you. What you are trusting God, the value that you think you are adding to men, be exceptional. You claim God is calling you into the healing ministry. You are average. The last time somebody got healed was 5 months ago. Right? No pressing. You are not following the principles. There are so many men of God. I'm anointed. You give them the mic, they make blunders on stage. No Bible study, prayer life zero, right? Their comprehension of the truth. They don't study books. They don't read. They sleep and snore like every other lazy person. You will never be given a ministry. No, sir. Ministry is the highest responsibility in this earth. A president can only rule for 4 years and drop, or 8 years maximum. A minister is an envoy called to prepare God's people. There are many business people. I want to be a businessman. You write it in your room. CEO. No mastery. No diligence. They talk. They cannot articulate their value. Let me tell you something. If we do not challenge ourselves, we will keep dancing around in church, but Babylon will feed us. And I told you, whoever feeds you is the one you bow to. No matter what you claim to do in church. Joseph. Same story with Daniel. He reigned through the dispensation of 3 kings and he was honored by them individually. Please refuse mediocrity. Challenge yourself. If God speaking to us, challenge yourself. 1 Kings 11. Let's quickly look at an interesting story again. 1 Kings chapter 11. Bible talks about an interesting man called Jeroboam. 1 Kings 11. You will have an encounter of a lifetime tonight, I tell you. Verse 26, are we there? It says, and Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the Ephraimite of Zereda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hands against the king. Now listen, there's no time to tell us the whole story, but the Bible tells us of the son of this widow called Jeroboam, and he said he was Solomon's servant. He was a servant. But watch what happened. Verse 24. It says, and this was the cause that lifted up his hands against the king. Solomon built Milo and repaired the breaches in the city of David, his father. Verse 28. It says, and the man, Jeroboam, was a what? A mighty man of valor as a result. And Solomon, seeing the young man, that he was what? That he was what? He didn't say that he was anointed. He didn't say that he was a Jew. He didn't say that he was a male. He said he was a mighty man of valor. Do you know what it means for you to be called a mighty man of valor in ancient times? The Bible talks about the mighty men of David. One who fought single-handedly, threw down 800 people and a sword cleaved to his hands. The Bible talked about David of the tribe of Benjamin. The Bible tells us that the Benjamites, Bible history tells us that the Benjamites were so fine in throwing slings, they could diverge an arrow with a sling. So it wasn't just that the anointing came upon David to kill Goliath. The anointing came upon something he had. Are you getting what I'm saying? Here the Bible says that Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, discerning that he was a mighty man of valor, what did he do? The Bible says in verse 28, seeing the young man that he was industrious, advantageous,
made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Jason. Seeing that he was industrious, he said, no. You can't be a servant just like the other people. You are so proficient beyond servanthood. And I lift you. You are the head of the house of Joseph. Diligence gives God room to bless you. Mastery shuts the mouth of critics. Mastery shuts the mouth of naysayers. You make the prophecy of your enemies a self-fulfilling prophecy when you waste your time arguing and defending yourself rather than sharpening your sword to gain mastery. Hallelujah. You must be proficient at your place of work, in ministry, in business. Pay the price. Don't run around looking for cheap success. Don't run around looking for quick money. Don't run around trying to claim what you are not. I've said it and I will keep saying it till it burns into you. Don't try to look successful. Pay the price and be successful. There are so many people who look successful. Like the fig tree that Jesus saw. But when he came, he found no fruit in it. I've made up my mind that in my lifetime, every area the Lord wants to use me, I will be like a sword that has been sharpened at its finest. Hallelujah. A man of God, God wants to bless you. But there is no grace, no revelation. No, the personal contributions. You go for a meeting, a major conference, and waste the time of the people talking nonsense. And at the end of it, they say, thank you for coming. Here's your honorarium. May the Lord bless you. And they will never invite you again. Never. God opened doors. You close them by yourself. Let me tell you, both in the church and in the secular environment, the minimum standard is exceptional excellence. Minimum standard. Is God speaking to us? You're a hairstylist. Oh God, open the door for me. God is saying to where? Make room for the blessing. Be proficient enough. Hallelujah. Please challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. There are many music ministers. You wrote a song. There is no standard to gauge the proficiency of the song. You too sing the song and hear what you wrote. Huh? And then, you see, the worst thing that can happen to you is to surround yourself with mediocres who are too ashamed to tell you the truth. You come on stage and sing and make a lot of blunders, and when you step down, they say, Kai, Ken, that song. I say, really? You see how you are deceiving yourself? Our standards are very small. So we feel a sense of satisfaction and accomplishment too fast. Because our standards are small. You're a man of God. You gauge yourself around with people who don't pray and are not serious. You lay hands on somebody and she falls down and you say emoji. Emoji compared to what? The day you go for a meeting, they bring a blind person. You pretend not to see the person. Praise the Lord. Oh, I have an apostolic. You go for a crusade, you see them. And you know the way, I love the way crusades are. They land the sick people. They are desperate. They say, man of God, there's somebody on the wheelchair here. Say, did I ask you to bring the person out? Mastery. I love Jesus. Don't just think the Holy Ghost came upon him alone. The Bible says at age 12. Is that in your Bible? At age 12, Jesus sat down and began to articulate the writings of the prophets, the Pentateuch. This guy began to, he began to bombard the scribes and the Pharisees. What sort of boy is this? Don't waste the anointing. The anointing does not fall on nothing.
The Bible makes us to understand in the building of the tabernacle, the glory of God never came until the tabernacle was built to specification. The last peg had to be put before they saw the glory of God. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Excellence. Excellence in dressing. Excellence in your singing. Excellence as a student. Excellence as a worker. Excellence as a... whatever it is you are doing. When people are clapping for you, if you don't run away from that place, you will soon die. Because the people who are clapping are only clapping out their frustration. Right? In a class where there are 100 students, and you write an exam, for instance, if the best student gets 11 over 100, if you do a speech and prize, who will take the first prize? It will be said he took first. Correct? But what grade did he get? Help me. So he can move around saying I'm the best student compared to what standard. Then the day you step out and meet others who are not joking, the Bible says study to show yourself approved. Kabbalah Katayaba. A workman who needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Pay attention to diligence. Pay attention to diligence. Don't stop clapping for yourself when it's not time to clap for yourself. Hallelujah. Raise the bar. Thank God you are a local champion. In your community, you are the best. See the nations. If you don't make room for the nations, you will never be beyond the nations. That's why there are pastors that will never pastor more than 50 members, more than 100 members, more than 500 members, more than 1,000 members, because the capacity, they have not made room for the blessing. Is God speaking to us, please? Don't just get angry and be frowning at your boss and say, this man is so wicked. This guy just got a job. In 2 months, he's promoted him. Proficiency. Proficiency. Closely tied to that, I spoke about laziness. Oh, by the way, Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? It gives you an assurance. He said, you will not stand before mean men. Average people. Once you are diligent, it will defy every other barrier and make sure you meet with the kings of that sphere of influence. I've met with people that ordinarily my level in life would never qualify me to see them. Not even by accident. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Laziness. Proverbs 10 verse 4. Many young people in Nigeria are lazy. Lazy. Mentally lazy. Spiritually lazy. Physically lazy. We're in a hurry to show quick success. We're in a hurry to show that things are working. Life is not like that. The Lord put this in my heart to talk to us about it, and I will. Proverbs what? 10 verse 4. Who is there? Some of you are still at Exodus. Proverbs after Psalms. Proverbs 10 verse 4. It says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. A lazy person. No inertia. He becometh poor. The word poor there is not just financially poor. You become bankrupt in every area. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. I found a very good scripture for ministers. Romans 12 verse 11. Let's hurry up so we can have time. Romans 12 verse 11. Shibalakura Sibraniana Manalama. 12 verse 11. Are you there? Say amen. One to read. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. It said not slothful. The word slothful there means laggy. You are not giving life the kind of aggression it takes. Right? He said not slothful in business. Diligent, fervent, zealous in spirit, serving the Lord. So you want to serve the Lord, you want to serve His body, you must be competent. Please hate average. Let me tell you something. As you are sitting down here, the number one thing that should happen to you this night is tell yourself the truth. I've tried, but compared to where God wants to take me, the journey is still far. It will help you to humble yourself. Whether they write Apostle Jakes, Bishop Jakes, right? It's an ugly scene to see an incompetent person boasting. It's a very ugly scenario. My goal is that we'll have the brightest of the brightest and the best of the best. The head of technical is here. I went to pray for his office at the biotech, that biotech place. And when I went in, I looked at his office and I looked at everything. I said, wow. It's not about size. It's about content. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's about content. At least I know that there is a project that they are on now. Projects of hundreds of millions. Competence. When you become competent, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, all of a sudden, where you are coming from will never matter. Jeroboam, the Bible says his mother was a widow. Meaning she did not have the opportunity to do much, but competence. Please, there are many of us here, it is your competence that will wipe the tears of your parents. They didn't go to school. They've done their best. Don't sit down in the average and keep forcing your mother, your father, the poor people doing their best. Rise up and change your status. Don't just sing it as a song. Is God speaking to anyone here? I read the story of Joseph so that it will minister to us, because many of us are young people. Joseph was 30 years. 30 years. And as a matter of fact, out of that 30 years, about 12 to 13 of that 30 years was spent as a slave. What is your excuse? You are a keyboardist. You are the only one who claps for yourself when you play. And you are angry and say, oh Lord, open doors for me. You see, the problem is, God does not want to disgrace His name. Are you getting me? Because you are an object of praise. Everything that leaves you reveals the glory of God. It's called doxazo, a display of His glory. You must be competent. Competent. I always do this. Mike, play something. Play, just play anything on the keyboard. And listen. Did you know that what he just played is exactly what they are crying for in many churches? And they will find him and not even ask, what is it? Nobody will ask whatever and say, come, we are willing to pay you. Huh? And you are there playing the things with your fingers and say, Lord, this church, I already see my destiny. No matter what you saw in your dream, I guarantee you, if you are not diligent, you won't enter into it. Praise the Lord. You are a doctor. The first person you gave an injection had problem. Second person had problem. Third problem. Before you blame demons, there will be deliverance here shortly. But I told you that the biggest problem of Africa is blaming demons. You can't take demons to court. You can't arrest them. We like the fact that they are invisible entities. We excuse our failures. Every Everything, demons. You woke up by 9, I know it's a spirit that stops me. Huh? I planned for 5. What happened? You are to go for a job interview by 9. By 8:30, you are strolling around carelessly. As if it's your place. As if you are the director. You are the CEO that will interview you was there by 7. You stroll around. You came late and say, in the name of Jesus, lift up your head, O ye gates. See that? The Bible says, having the readiness to judge all disobedience. When your obedience, when your own part of the equation is complete. Say, I refuse to be average. Say it, I refuse to be average. At least I'm better than him now. You see, that's the demonic attitude that keeps people as failures. They look around and say, thank God, I'm not good, but at least I'm better than this sister. Even you, you know I'm better than you. God wants to lift his body, and it does not take too long. But the greatest publicity is to remain in the secret place. Sharpen yourself. Become exceptional. The Bible says, and John remained in the wilderness until his season of appearance. When John appeared with uncanny accuracy, he knew that this was Jesus. He said, behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. He didn't mistake Jesus for John the Beloved. He didn't mistake him because he asked all the questions in the secret place. Gideon defeated the Midianites. He stayed and asked the question and made sure he was ready. Look at David. David looks at Goliath. And while others are chickening out, David comes. He ran to him. That's what competence does. It gives you confidence. When others are running away, you say, where is the challenge? They were going to hang all the magicians in the days of Daniel. The king said, by tomorrow, if you don't tell me my dream and the interpretation, just know you are dead. And Joseph said, Daniel said, allow me. And the Bible says, in the night, the secret was revealed unto Daniel. And when he got up, he said, oh king, this and that and that. And he was promoted instantly. Listen, brothers and sisters, contend for mastery. Contend for mastery. Those of us who are at work, contend for mastery. Don't be a liability to your place of work and expect promotion. It's not fair. Contend for mastery. And people will look for you. They will beg you. There are people who are paid millions of dollars to speak for 1 hour. Dr. Miles Munro, one of my greatest mentors, died last year. He wrote about 54 books and about 49 or so of them were bestsellers. It wasn't just because he was anointed. He consulted for government. $10,000 per hour. Even if it's just to look at your face. Competence. Hallelujah. I'm a builder. You build a house as if the ground is falling. Why should they invite you again? Right? They send you to go and buy something. You buy something substandard. You don't even know what is the real thing. Refuse incompetence. You trust God to take you to the area of worship. Challenge. Is this not the issue of competition? This is the issue of standing out to give God room so that you will shine like the stars. The Bible says, do everything without complaining or arguing. So that you will be called blameless and pure, children of the Most High, and you will shine like the stars as you hold forth the word of life. Be competent. Be competent. No room for laziness. Say amen. So you must gain mastery. Mastery attracts people across significant spheres of influence. Once you have mastery in an area, it will attract significant people in that area. I receive phone calls and text messages and I'm amazed at certain people who call me. They do not even know that they are the people that I have desired to see myself. And they call me. Hello, sir. How are you? Ah. I said, let me quickly humble myself. Fine, sir. I am so and so. Wow, it's my pleasure. Please, how can I see you? Whatever it is to take you, we can send a driver to come and pick you. This is urgent. Ah!
Status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days.
Prophesy to yourself.
Status is changing. No more decline.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to better days.
Let me tell you something. Success is not what compels attention. Consistent success is what compels attention. Sooner or later, your grace will be needed. The darkness in the world is too much for you to be ignored if you pay your price. Because not everybody is ready to be competent. So when you become exceptional, forget about the criticism for now. With time, people will swallow their words and look for you. I assure you. The same boss that said over my dead body will be alive and will be the one to shake you and say we are partners in progress. By the time his company nosedives, he will find you for sure. Is God speaking to anyone here? Whatever your hand findeth to do, that's what my Bible says. It said, do it with all your might. Give it the best. Give it the best. I refuse mediocrity in my life. I refuse mediocrity. I will sharpen the sword of ministry. I will make sure I am exceptional to deliver word in season to God's people. The sick will be healed. The body will be guided. Whatever quota I have been anointed and have been graced, I will do my best.
I'll do my best. I'll do my best. I'll do my best for you. I'll do my best. My very best. I'll do my best.
So could it be that the reason why God has not announced you, listen, could it be that the reason why God has not announced you is because he does not want you to blow that opportunity? God is saying prepare. Prepare. Everybody say prepare. Say it, prepare. That's the word of the Lord for now. Prepare. Prepare. See the testimony of our brother Aaron. One side he's leaving a job, another job is coming. A federal government job. We are going to talk about the anointing. But brothers and sisters, let us not deceive ourselves. God will judge me if I don't tell you the truth. Are you getting what I'm saying? The anointing is only active when it comes upon a refined gift. When God anoints your grace, when God anoints your ability, you become a sign and a wonder. That takes me to the next thing I'll talk about very briefly. The anointing. You are ready for the anointing among other things when you refine your gifts, when you refine your abilities. When you refine it, then you are ready for the anointing. Sharpen yourself. Sharpen yourself, and then you are ready for the anointing. The fire never fell until there was a sacrifice upon the altar. The fire does not just fall. The anointing falls when you are prepared, when you are ready, then you become relevant. 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 I refuse to be relegated, and I refuse you and forbid you from being relegated. Not just because you are a Christian, but because you do not have what to offer. Hallelujah. My younger brother, very brilliant gentleman. When he graduated, a job was not forthcoming, and I looked at him. I told him, young man, just keep sharpening your ability. You are too gifted to be ignored. It's a matter of time. Praise the Lord. For 1 year, that guy, very intelligent young man, but he committed his best. He gave his all. He was very, very serious. He was getting a job that they were paying him 5,000. I told him, no problem. Stay there. Just be serious. He became exceptional. If he did not come for work, they would know. And all of a sudden, it was like a dream. He was called to become a lecturer in the University of Jos. He's a lecturer right now. No devil stopped it. No devil stopped it. Everybody say competence. When they called him and he spoke to them, they knew this was a bright material. If you are called, if the kings that are to lift you call on you right now, will you enter the palace and go back to the prison? Or will you enter the palace and shut the door of the prison forever? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh God, connect me to that person. Connect me to that ministry. Give me an opportunity to preach in that bigger platform. And God is saying, are you prepared? As far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to bless you. But have you done your work? Are you prepared? I vowed a vow in my life. I will never enter the presence of greatness and go back to my old level. If I step into any atmosphere of greatness, I am prepared in season and out of season. Praise the Lord. When your preparation is complete, then you are ready for the anointing. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. The Bible says how God anointed that Jesus Christ after he spent time learning the Pentateuch and prepared himself, getting an exact blueprint of his assignment. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And then, together, his diligence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he went about doing good, became invincible, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He said, I have found David, my servant, Psalm 89 verse 20, downwards. And with my holy oil have I anointed him. I had to find him. I found David's sins, but he had not done his work. Now I have found my servant, and with my holy oil have anointed him. Hallelujah. A man in the construction of the tabernacle, the architect of that construction, he was called Bezaleel. The Bible says he was a man who was gifted in craftsmanship. And the anointing of the Spirit came. Look, let me tell you, when God anoints your grace, he will command men to hear you. And no, even if you are living in a cave, you become a city that is set on a hill that cannot. You spend your time praying and studying the word and opening up yourself and making yourself available. Then that unction will come upon you. It comes in a heavy way that nobody will deny the hand of God upon your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a powerful thing to see someone who has done his assignment and is carrying the unction of the Spirit. He becomes undeniable. Invincible. No matter what you say about that person, the world is too dark for that grace to be ignored. I show you a key. God wants you great. God wants you blessed. For many of us in this miracle service, this is the key to the next dimension. I don't just want us to say it is raining, let it rain, and so on and so forth. No. Hallelujah. Grace. And I salute so many people who left various places to come tonight, because it is part of your play your own part. And tonight, grace will come upon you. And it will distinguish you. Like Saul, you will go back and they will say, is Saul also one of the prophets? When did you enter this dimension? Favor is when preparation meets opportunity. It's not magical. It's a formula. And God is calling us. Wipe the tears of your family. Forget about the challenges of now. That's why we are here, to address it. But above and beyond that, you must make up your mind, brothers and sisters, that something must be different about my life. Make up your mind that by next month's miracle service, I'm coming a new person. I'm coming a better person. Your phone that used to be on silent, by March, calls are coming every day. You wake up with calls and text messages. Men are placing demands on the grace, willing to pay any amount, job or no job. There are people who are not working, but they are getting the salary of CEOs because people will pay for your gift. Let me tell you, it says buy the truth. God put a price tag on the truth. And if you have the truth, men will buy the truth. They will pay you. And they will call it a privilege. It's God speaking to someone here. And don't say, I didn't go to school, or I didn't have the opportunity, I cannot speak English. No, no, no. None of those things. Master whatever God has given you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Master whatever he has given you, and tonight an anointing comes on it, and I send you like the foxes of Samson, and you will step in and begin to do wonders. The pride of every true leader is not that he becomes a superstar. I've said it again and again that true leadership, the hallmark of leadership, is that you are able to influence followers to also become leaders, not maintain followers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shortly before we rise, I want you to pray as you are seated. You know the area in your life God has been wanting to bless you. But the truth is your incompetence has limited him. Inside and outside, no matter how far, lift your voice and talk to your maker. And say, Lord, I'm sorry. This music ministry. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray. Competence. Exceptional competence. Lift your voice and pray. Lord, I'm tired of being a mediocre. I'm tired of my life looking as if you are not mighty. I'm tired of joining the crowd in mediocrity. In this season of the rain, I'm challenging myself. Come on, pray, young and old. It's time for a new season. I arise and I shine, for my light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Gentiles come to my light, and their kings to the brightness of my rising. Shekele barababa. Never will I be termed forgotten, but I will be called Beulah. Beulah, the land of delight. I reject mediocrity in business, mediocrity in ministry. As a student, I reject mediocrity. I challenge laziness. Pray. As a worker, I am the best staff. I am an envoy. Pray. I break ordinary standards. I refuse mediocrity. Pray. As a minister of the gospel, I contend for grace. I stop joining the crowd in mediocrity. Go ahead and pray. As a businessman, I become exceptional. 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 I'm an ambassador. I represent the parliament of heaven. And I represent God at the highest level of excellence. Pray, Koinonia. As you cry upon him, he grants you grace. Lord, you want to change our stories in this season. We make room. We make room. We make room. We make room. We reject the spirit of laziness. Time and chance happeneth to them all. Opportunity and seasons come to them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rise up on your feet. Let's pray this prayer point. You're going to ask God for grace. Mention the areas where you need God to grant you grace to be competent. There are books you will need to buy. There are seminars you will need to attend. There are mentors you will need to find. Whatever it will take to be like an axe that has been sharpened. Go ahead and pray. I receive that grace. Grace for competence. Exceptional competence. Don't let any man preach you against competence. Incompetence will make you poor. Incompetence will make you angry. Incompetence will make you a failure. Incompetence will make you average.
I must stand out. I must stand out. In my generation, I must stand out. Because thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Listen, I'd like you to pray. Pray for grace to be outstanding. Lift your voice. Grace to be outstanding. Forget about the pain of today. The Bible says, for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Pray. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, subject to change. The closed door is subject to change. When you are competent, nations will celebrate you. Without bias, they will celebrate you. They will demand your grace. They will pay for it.
Praise the Lord. So I want you to have this at the back of your mind today. Go back and buy the books you need to buy. Go and sell those shoes and buy books. Are you getting it? He said, I, Daniel, understood by books. Stop living a fake life. Go and pack those materials, sell them and buy what will give you relevance. The Bible speaks about the prophet Samuel. He said the word of the Lord did not fall in his mouth. Be exceptional. Don't applaud yourself when you don't have to. Be competent and the world will applaud you. And you will not be ashamed of it. You will not be ashamed to stand before the platforms he gives you. Because you know that you have done your assignment. You will always be ashamed. You will always envy successful people. You will always hate them when you remain a mediocre. But when you rise, you become colleagues in progress. You become partners in progress. You celebrate them because you have become colleagues. Hallelujah. Now to the business of the night. I want us to pray. The Lord is going to do a quick work in this place. There are mighty healings and deliverances. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift your voice and pray and say, Lord, my time for a visitation has come. Pray from the depth of your heart, inside and outside, no matter how far you are, pray. Hallelujah. Insist that you must be touched this night. Insist that something must change. It doesn't take time. It just takes one encounter. You came with a lot of challenges. Don't sit down and waste your time. Make sure you cry unto God. Tell the Lord exactly what you want tonight. Go ahead. Please speak to the Lord, especially for those standing outside. Make sure you talk to Him.
I feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. We see the rain of your love. We feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. So let it rain. Let it rain. Would you open the floodgates of heaven? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I don't care what the issue is. Let your faith rise right now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I see sick people all around, inside and outside, and I see all kinds of people. But I want you to know tonight that the God of wonders is still in this place. So let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Yeah. Let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everyone. Sheba banakata la barata barata. Hallelujah. Listen. Tonight there is an unusual anointing upon me. I began to sense this right from home. There will be massive deliverance right now. Massive deliverance. There are people who have come. There are families that have come from far and near. Hallelujah. And every challenge, every power of darkness. My Bible says every tree that has not been planted by my Father. Please lift your hands inside and outside. Participate. Listen. We are going to shout that name. Please don't you think it's just a chorus or it's a formula. There is an anointing with it. Because it's a name that is above every other name. Hallelujah. You're going to shout that name. At the count of three. As you shout that name. There will be all kinds of deliverances. Many of you, you are standing in not just for yourself. But for your family members. All kinds of spirits and spells attempting to bring back what Jesus died for. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the realm of the spirit and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that every foul devil, every covenant, every spell, at the count of three, let the fire of God separate those people right now. One, two, three. Those devils, I command those forces in the name of Jesus. I cast out those devils. Bring them out. The fire is falling on witchcraft outside. The fire is falling. Every power that is not of God, I send the rod of judgment. Every power that is not of God, everyone standing upon this ground, I come with an apostolic anointing in the name of Jesus. Satan, let God's people go. Hallelujah. There's no hiding place. For the power of God is everywhere. There is no hiding place. Not for witchcraft. There is no hiding place. I command judgment. Let the angels of the living God move across this congregation and break chains. Hallelujah. I see a lot of chains. Lift your hands again. I see chains. So many chains. Break chains. Break chains. Listen, some of you, these chains has lasted for years and decades. I don't care how long it has been. As you shout that name again, I see many people outside. You will know the chain has broken. That embargo over your family, you will know it when it happens. Because I hear sounds of chains. At the count of three, shout that name again with all your might. And I command that as they shout, may those chains break. 1, 2, 3. Chains of stagnation. Chains. From every chain, I break free. Chains of sickness, chains of poverty, chains of stagnation. Break it, Listen, I guarantee you, not one person standing on this ground will go back with the chains holding you. I'm speaking to the powers. They know the voice of God. This is the season of the rain. This is the season of the rain. And in the name of Jesus, now over families, any family under the sound of my voice, you have suffered mysteriously. I come in the name of the Lord whose I am. And I command judgment upon the powers of darkness. Judgment upon the powers of darkness. Right families. Shekete-te-te-te-te. Shekete-te-te-te. Makapotebos. Release the destinies of families. Hallelujah. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he may destroy, put to an end, annihilate. It says, Son of man, what seest thou? Zechariah 1:18. It says, four horns. These are the horns that have lifted up themselves against Judah, against Israel, and against Jerusalem, so that no man will lift up his head. He said, but I have sent four carpenters, and they will terrorize those horns. We have come tonight to terrorize the power of darkness. They must let you go. After 9 plagues, Pharaoh refused to let them go. He said, yet will I send one more plague upon Pharaoh and Egypt, and after that, he will let you go. Jesus paid the price in full, completely. There is no reason why the devil should tie you down. When he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. And we are here to enforce that which, that verdict. In the name of Jesus, for those in front here, they represent families. I don't care what kinds of spirits or entities. At the count of three, you will let God's people go and release their families. No matter how long, the blood of Jesus annihilates the legal hold you have. I don't care what covenant you have. In the name of Jesus, therefore I speak to every foul spirit that at the count of three, you let them go never to return. Right now in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, go, 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 go. Out you go. Out you go. Out you go. Never to return. Out you go. By the ministry of the blood. By the ministry of the blood. I curse you. By the ministry of the blood, release the families, release their finances, release their destinies. Go now, go now. I compel you by the blood of Jesus. That blood opens the gates of captivity. That blood opens that gate. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare every family under bondage free. I don't care how long the doors have been closed, we open it now. You will begin to experience unlimited breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Who is Stephanie? Stephanie. I hear a name, Stephanie. You are wearing a like orange veil. Do we have somebody like that? Is it an orange veil or something? Stephanie. Yeah. Bring that woman. That lady or that woman, whoever. Just let them win. Okay, young lady. This is the spirit of death. Bring her. Lay hands on her stomach. I curse that spirit. Every spirit of infirmity, out now. Leave her alone. She will rise up completely healed. Stephanie, Stephanie. I see here the name. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a family in a vision. We have to hurry up. We really want to finish fast. So, I'm seeing a family. There is a family that came here. I'm seeing four people. Like, is it four children? Or something, a family. Do we have someone like that? Please, if it's your case or it looks like your own, just signify and let's know. If there is none, we can move forward. Because this is what the Lord is showing me. I'm seeing a family. It's like four children. They are here. They came here. Shut up. Is it you? You are the one. Where are the people? Where are your children? Come. Why are you sitting back? Come. Do you know that there is a call of God upon the family? Not just your mother, but upon the family. And it's a prophetic call. It's a prophetic call. Right? It's not only your mother. I don't know you people. But the hand of God is going to come upon you. It's a mighty anointing of the Spirit. it will come upon you. Are you part of the family? Huh? You are related. You are what? You are on your own. Okay, please, until I call you, but come, come and stand since you have come. For the Lord is going to bring restoration. This is the first thing that will happen. Mark it. Restoration. Number two. What do you do? Because the Lord is going to lift you. Why am I seeing a ring in your hand? I'm not seeing a physical ring, but it's in the spirit. I'm seeing a ring. Your wedding bells are ringing. Are you married? Huh? This is what I'm... We don't feel embarrassed. We are a family. Marriage is not a bad thing. Abi, mommy, is it a bad thing? It's not a bad thing. Because there is nobody, and you are wondering, this is what you are thinking in your heart. Where is the person? Listen. He said, we see the fire. Makala botashiata. We see the fire. We see the wood. Where is the lamb? And he said, Jehovah Jireh. The same word that comes. Listen. Listen, my dear, you don't know me. I'm not a herbalist. Are you getting my point? When the Lord brings a word, he will make it happen. My brother, this year you will hold finances that will make you afraid. Come, what do you do? What do you do? Huh? That's not it at all. This one is just for generosity, just to prepare you. God is going to open a strange opportunity for you. Do you believe what I'm saying? It's a strange opportunity. If you people have ever doubted whether the hand of God is upon your mother, I'm telling you, she's not fake. I'm saying it now. Because they have been talking about this woman, she sees, and people have been saying she's fake. If this woman is fake, she will not enter this place. I guarantee you, except I'm not a man of God. Please, she's not fake. What she needs is an accurate alignment through the word of God, so that her prophetic vistas will be sharpened. She has a lot of prophetic insight, but the word level is very low. So there is dwindling. That stability in the spirit is not there. That's all. This mama is not fake. Because I'm seeing her walking in a prophetic and a healing anointing very powerfully. Come, madam, come.
Yes, praise the King. You have taken all the glory. You have taken.
Hold hands, both of you. I show you a mystery. Madila katabarata. Shembra mato zatali kaparandos kolapaya. Mambrono supaya. One will chase 1,000, but two will chase 10,000. Confirm your word right now, oh God, as I speak. There is a transference of graces right now happening between both of you. It's a drinking together. It's a heavy anointing that is coming, because you will also step into a strong evangelical and prophetic anointing. Drink of that wine right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to help her. You won't be with her forever. But the Lord is going to lift you in due season. And you will begin to see in a strange way. May the Lord bless you. May he anoint you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break the embargo of darkness over the family. Come. You're a great lady, but the devil wants to oppress your life. Hold my hands. Just hold my hands. For he is here. Light shines in the darkness. You must release her. Let her go now. I'm seeing an old woman's face. But in the name of Jesus, I declare, you step into strange dimensions of grace. I command deliverance to you right now. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. It's all right. I bless this family. The Lord changes your story. You will return with dramatic testimonies. In Jesus' name. Newi. I'm hearing a name of a place. There's Newi. I know it's an Igbo place, right? There is somebody, I think a lady or a guy or somebody from that place. Newi. Who is that? Please, if it's your case, whether you are outside, just make your way so that you don't waste our time. Please, there are so many other people. Come, Mama.
She's your mother. What's wrong with her? Is this working? Please help us.
She's having a problem with her legs.
She's having
problem with her legs.
Knee problems.
Her legs. Oh.
Her legs.
Her waist.
Arthritis. You don't know.
Yes.
You love God.
Yes.
Very well.
Very well.
Huh?
Very well.
Well enough to marry a man of God.
Yes.
Because that's your husband. He's a man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know how, but see mommy laughing. Mommy, come. What is wrong with her leg, please? Let's not.
Well, it has been disturbing her for some time now.
How long?
Up to 2 years now.
What?
I feel a swoon in my waist by my left leg. Fish ground. I used to feel serious pain.
Don't cry. It's okay. Mama, look at me. You came here because you believe in Jesus.
Yes.
Look at me. Just look at me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for healing.
Thank you for healing.
I receive healing.
I receive healing.
Pain.
Go. Go.
Now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mama, you believe Jesus?
I believe Jesus.
Run up here. Come. Just come. Forget about the legs. Come. Go ahead. Do what you couldn't do.
Praise the Lord. For this program today, I'm normal feeling the pain. I went to hospital today.
Come on, keep it. You break every chain. Break every chain.
Let's go.
Come. Where are you from?
Cross River.
Huh?
Cross River.
You are serious about your love for God, right?
Yes.
Because you are going to marry a man of God.
Yes, I am.
You know it now.
Yes.
What I'm saying, you have known it. I'm just confirming to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is it a lie? They just say I'm lying.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ladies know a lot of things. They just hide it. I'm not endorsing your dream and your vision. No, I don't know what you saw. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not only that, truly, truly, the grace and the spirit upon your mother is upon you because your mother is a good woman. Mama, tell me one thing you want God to do in your family.
I want my children to serve God. I want all of them to serve God.
Father, stretch your hands towards this family, everybody. What a request. Not for money. Many of you will ask for money. I will give me money sharp, sharp. In the name of Jesus, you are the son. Where are the rest? You are the only one. Just two of you.
My children are 11 in number.
11?
Yes. And I have 6 graduates. I thank God for what God has been doing in my life. I thank God.
Praise the Lord. Stretch your hands and pray for this family. 11 children. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will serve the Lord. I bless this family. Let doors of prosperity be open. Let doors of advancement be open. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Celebrate Jesus for Mama's miracle. Rejoice with them and you will have your own testimony. Hallelujah. Who brought this person? Help us now. Where are the people? Huh?
I'm the one.
It's okay, Mama. Relax. What is the situation? What's his? He can't walk.
Yes, he has problems.
What happened to him? It's okay. What happened to him? Look at me. How are you? Can you talk?
Let me talk.
What happened to you?
I fell sick last year October when they took me to the hospital. So we went for so many examinations. And they say it's cancer. And when they refer me to Shika here.
Said you have cancer.
Yes.
So right now you have cancer.
Yes,
so they've left you to die.
Yes, sir.
Cancer of your legs?
Yes, sir. I cannot even walk, sir.
You can, eh?
I can't walk, sir.
Since when? Since when did he stop walking?
Last month.
You believe that the power of God is going to set you free?
Yes, sir.
My brother, look at me. Jesus is able to heal you. You believe that?
You have taken all the praise. You have taken all the glory. You have taken all
the praise. There is a spirit. I curse that spirit right now. I curse that spirit. Right now, you feel fire going through your body. I curse that spirit upon these legs. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I release the power of God. I command that spirit. Leave him right now. Move your legs. Start moving your legs. Try to move it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you feeling the legs? Do you feel the legs? Now I release strength to these legs. Right now. I release strength to these legs. In the name of Jesus. I release strength to these legs. Right now. Exercise the legs and let him start moving it. Go ahead. The cry in your family comes to an end. By the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord visits you and brings to an end. He brings to an end. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please call this mama, this madam. Come, he will answer you. Come. Massage his leg. I will tell you when to pick him up. He's visiting you in a strange way. Bringing breakthroughs to you. Refining the fire. And causing the hand of wickedness over your family. That embargo is lifted over your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, ma. Don't worry. God is touching everybody. Just connect to what he's doing. Mommy, look at me. Please don't cry. Look at me. Just look at me. I want you to know that the captivity in your family has come to an end. I know you are crying. Don't worry about it. Believe me. Look at me. Where is your husband?
He's not here. He will come.
Is that all there is to the story?
When I left house, he never come back from work.
I need to pray. Because your marriage is shaking. You need the grace of God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Mama, don't cry. God is bringing you restoration. That's what I hear in my spirit. And I command and I prophesy restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. I curse that force of darkness. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm looking at an angel walking through this room. This is what I'm looking at, an angel. The Lord wants me to talk to somebody. That person will come under the power of God right now. When that happens, please let me have that person.
You have taken all the voices. You have taken all the lamentations. You have taken all the praise. You have made them yours.
Please bring out.
I give you the highest praise.
A fire that ignites you and sets you free. I command in the name of Jesus that influence of darkness leaves you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now please, all those who came here specifically for healing miracles, find your way to the front right now. Worship team, give us a powerful session of worship as we pray. Please, don't make it rowdy, inside and outside. Aside from the family that I minister to, if you came with a sick person, please come and line up here quickly. Let's save time.
Expect the power of God to touch you. Please. You see what the Lord is doing. And all of us who are standing, if there is a loved one or somebody you know, as you are standing, connect to them. Please, don't lose connection with this service. Some of you can take steps of faith. God is already touching people. Don't lose connection. No matter how many, we are here to minister to you. It will be a quick walk. Pastor Jackson, it's going to be a very quick walk because of time. There are still some other things God wants to do, especially the prophetic aspect of this meeting. There is a guy outside. The power of God is going to hit him in a mighty way. God is bringing restoration in his life. A gentleman, it will be like a tornado. It will be a mighty encounter. Now listen, all of you standing, I want you to know that Jesus heals. The price for your complete healing has been paid. I know that there are HIV people standing here. There are people with all kinds of medical reports. I guarantee you, the price has been paid. And so as we pray, everyone, I'd like you to connect, because some of you shortly, you will be receiving strong impartations of the healing anointing. So you must focus. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Hallelujah. Elijah said, if you can see me, don't be distracted, please. Hallelujah. Please pass your request. Ushers, let's hurry up, please. Get them to the aisle. Just pass it to the last person. The last person by the side. Please help the ushers inside and outside. It's not a ritual. There is a strange mystery of answered prayers in this place. Please. Begin to pray in tongues as you do that, please. Everywhere. Begin to pray in tongues. All those connecting with us online, it's time for them to connect now so that we can. Hallelujah. We're not trying to build doctrines out of. No. I'm one person that fights tradition, especially where the Spirit of God is not there. But this was an instruction God gave according to what Hezekiah did. Hezekiah carried the threat letter and brought it to the altar and laid it there before God. Hallelujah. Please, very quickly, inside and outside. If others sent it to you by text and you've not copied it out, you can just keep it and connect by faith. Unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Lord Jesus, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the requests of your people. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. It says, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. Make it known. Don't hide it. Make it known. Begin to talk to the Lord about what is on the altar here right now. Please pray. Herein is our Father glorified, when ye bear much fruit. Some of you, the request you wrote here, only God can grant it. That's why we don't read it. We just pray. Because probably if some of us see what you've written here, our faith level may not be able to take it. Please make sure everybody's request gets here, no matter how long. Let's do it very quickly. I have seen God do strange things in the lives of people. We have seen all kinds of dramatic miracles. Please, I want you to know the person you are praying to. I want you to know that it's not to Joshua Selman. It's not to an idol. You are not praying to the president of this nation, the King of Kings. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Yeah. Is there anything too hard?
Myself and Pastor Jakes will be praying passionately on this request. I want you to believe that as we make contact with your request, I tell you, the angels, there are some of you, as we are praying on it, instantly you will begin to get answers. In 1 minute, everybody begin to blast in tongues as we pray. Father, hear the prayers of your people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be all kinds of miracles. I agree with my brother, all kinds of miracles. Supernatural job, supernatural lifting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto you that answers prayer with all flesh come.
Gathered, Lord, we ask you, blessed Lord, that every cry, every need, Lord, every pain, Lord, let things that look impossible by man, we pray for a change in the name of Jesus. We ask for the hand of God to come mighty, Lord, upon families. Let there be testimonies, Lord, unfolding testimonies. We pray for the hand of God, Lord, to open doors that have been closed. Hitherto, we ask for your mighty miracles, breakthroughs, Lord. The blessings of God that maketh rich and added no sorrow. Father, we pray for jobs, amazing, blessed jobs, Lord. Miracles, Lord. Healings of families, Lord. We pray that, Lord, contracts that have been overdue, Lord, we pray for sudden calls. Call, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, the tears of your people, Lord, the needs of your people. In the name of Jesus, we command that angels responsible for bringing answers to these prayers be released right now in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open over your people in the blessed name of Jesus. My Father, as we lay these prayer points before you, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, we ask that doors be opened. Let greatness arise in your people in the blessed name of Jesus. Thank you, because God, as we ask in the name of Jesus, we know you answer in the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Please rise up, everybody. There is a heavy anointing in this place. Just a few minutes and we'll be done. Hallelujah. I believe in the power of prophecy. I may not be able to call everybody one by one, but the word of God, Kabbalah Tala, he said, is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents. No matter where you are, one word of prophecy can tear open whatever limitation. Please, I want you to believe. Everything you see us do in this miracle service is as instructed. There is no room for entertainment. We fear God and will not gather you to waste your time. Hallelujah. The Bible says, believe in the Lord and you shall be established. He said, believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. Lift your hands. As your level changes, lift your hands. Something will happen to you. Please.
please, I want you to receive as I pray. Shout amen from the depth of your heart. Amen means let it be so. It's an act of faith. Hallelujah. I bring to an end the era of mourning in your life and your family. I say it again. The era of mourning by prophecy. Let mourning end in your life and in your family. Hallelujah. Hear me. Every embargo that has stood on the way to your next level, by the weapon of the prophetic, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command those limitations broken. Human limitations, demonic limitations, I command them broken now. I command them broken now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare every dimension you should have entered by now that you have not entered by the mystery of restoration. In the name of Jesus, between now and the next miracle service, step into those dimensions. I prophesy to you, step into those dimensions. I prophesy to you, step into those dimensions. Step into those dimensions. Hallelujah. I pray for every student here. Listen, this proverb will no longer be used in your life. Listen, that proverb that makes God look as if he's not alive in your academics, in the name that is above all names, we send angels to every department of every campus represented here. We send angels to every faculty. May they tear down, may they uproot every trace of wickedness. May they tear down, may they uproot in the name of Jesus. Let missing scripts be found. Let students that have been victimized be restored in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. There are many people, you want to take steps, but fear is keeping you down. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, and to deliver them who through the fear of death have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. I cause fear from your life now. I cause fear from your life now. I cause fear. I cause fear. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for you. There are many who have been praying, Lord, reveal to me the purpose of my existence. There are people who have been crying, I don't want to waste my time in destiny. I pray for you that through a night vision, mysterious prophetic encounters, may your exact assignment be revealed. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are people praying right now. All you have come here for is the direction for the next level. You just came to get direction. I prophesy to you. The Bible says, and you shall hear a voice from behind saying, this is the way. I command, between now and next week, let there be accurate direction. Accurate direction. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. There are people here, whenever they want to favor you, people change their minds for reasons you do not understand. I pray in the name of Jesus that every planting that is not of God that is making your helpers reject you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command them broken now. I command them broken now. Hallelujah. By the power of prophecy, I connect you to the men that need to help you and lift you to your next dimension. Please take seriously what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus, I connect you. I connect you. Business helpers, ministry helpers, academic helpers, marital helpers, receive the ministry in the name of Jesus. Prophecy is like rain. Your job is to receive it. Once you receive it, it starts acting immediately in your life. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ over your health. That spirit that keeps bringing recurrent health conditions, the price has been paid. And therefore, by the blood, I break you free from any covenant of infirmity. I break you free from Ebka Bakatata Tekete, the Keteko Posoto Pekete, Greto Soto Nekete Bakata, Tapatata Patata, Ekata Latatia. I command everyone under any spirit of infirmity that is recurrent, may you be free once and forever. Hallelujah. I challenge embargo of hardship over people and families. There are families that love God, but it's like hardship will never leave them. In the name of Jesus, we stand tonight in this place and we challenge the root of hardship. By next miracle service, return with breakthrough testimonies. Return with breakthrough testimonies. You may not know how it will happen, but may my God go before you and shock you. Hallelujah. I pray for your finances in the name of Jesus. There are many who are giving. You are tithing. You are faithful. But it just looks like when things are about to happen, there are limitations. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare that beginning from next month, I invoke the mystery of divine supply. The same way, hear me, the same way a raven, the Bible does not tell us where it came from, but it brought bread for the prophet. I command mysteriously, may your gates be open now to receive the forces of the Gentiles. I pray for everyone called dull in this place. You understand, but something happens to your mind. That 10 times better anointing that distinguishes people, receive it in the name of Jesus. I sense an anointing. One more time, I pray that prayer. Whatever stops you from understanding, the Bible says, and he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. I pray for you. May understanding be granted unto you. Hallelujah. Favor, Magaba Dadala, the one factor that separates men, that favor in a heavy dimension, may it mantle you from now. May favor mantle you from now. In the name of Jesus, financial favor, marital favor, academic favor, favor in your job, favor in ministry. Hallelujah. Everyone who is confused about life, any aspect of life, I bring that confusion to an end now. I pray for all those who came here specifically, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Mazuka parata teleka. In fact, I pray for you. Listen, not just physical barrenness, any area of your life. This is the year of the rain. And when rain falls, barrenness stops. Therefore, I command, be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion in the name of Jesus. I command everything called dead in your life and your family. I don't care for how long it has died. Your health, your business, your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command resurrection right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. There are people who desire God. You desire an encounter. That's what you need. You desire an encounter. I pray for you. May the angel of the Lord's presence visit you. You may not understand what I'm saying. May the angel of the Lord's presence visit you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your gift, your ability, your skill, whatever you are using that brings bread. Help her, please. Shabari ketetete. I pray for you, the works of your hands, because you are determined to be diligent. You will see the testimonies that will come from this prayer. I put an anointing on your skill. I put an anointing. I put an anointing on your ability. I put an anointing on your gift, on your work, on your skill. May it begin to produce in a supernatural dimension. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands. I just want to do an impartation. There are people who have come from different places. Please be sensitive. We're out of time. We'll soon round up. But it's time to receive something. Listen. Listen, I told you there will be many impartations. Hear me. The anointing does not make the difference. The anointing is the difference. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No matter what you are doing, when the grace is not there, you will struggle forever. Please hear me. Especially in ministry. If you are a minister of the gospel in this place, help her, please. It's time for you to catch this thing for real. It's yours for the taking. Listen, I want to pray. As I stretch my hands and pray, inside and outside, wherever you are, you must not be in ministry like fivefold. Whatever area, many of you will begin to have dreams, encounters. Listen, many of you will step into healing graces. There's no time to move one by one. But it's one of the major assignments God gave me tonight. Please believe it. You will argue it at your own detriment. There is a cheap route. The help of God is here to lift you. The help of God is here to take you. Lift your hands, everybody. Father, I pray that in the next 2 minutes, let there be, from the front to the back, outside, let there be strange impartations at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Let the wind blow right now. Receive it. Prophetic graces, apostolic graces, Sheketetetekete, Eprotosia, dreams, visions, encounters, dreams, visions, encounters, the word of knowledge, gifts of the Spirit. Let there be distributions right now, right now, right now. The gift of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the working of miracles, the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues, the gift of prophecy, gifts of healing, healing mantles. Receive it. Receive it. Leadership anointings. Leadership anointings. Leadership anointings. I impart it. Leadership anointings. Utterance. I release it to you. Utterance. In the name of Jesus. To communicate the things of the Spirit. Utterance. Receive it. Utterance. I release upon you insight into scriptures. Insight into the mysteries of the kingdom. I grant you access by grace to the mysteries of the Spirit, the mysteries of dominion, the mysteries of prosperity, the mysteries of impact. Hallelujah. The final prayer I want to pray for you is honor. Many of you don't know what honor is. Honor is not the same thing as blessings. You can be blessed, but not honorable. It says, and Jabez was more honorable. Honor. That fragrance that compels loyalty. That fragrance. Zamatikalai. Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice, inside and outside, may this grace that will bring honor to a man beyond your age, beyond your level, receive it now in the name of Jesus. I release it from the depths of my heart. Receive it in the name of Jesus. From today, everywhere you go, may honor follow you. And I declare these hands that are lifted, like Aaron, like Joshua, lifted up the hands of his servant Moses, I command, may those hands never go down. May the Lord cut off from your life everything that will bring your hands down. And I pray for marriages supernaturally. May God connect people supernaturally in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As it is happening to you, let it happen to every one of your family members, no matter where they are. I prophesy, as it is happening to you, let it happen to every one of your family members. Hallelujah. Now very quickly, you are here. You've never given your heart to the Lord. Please hear me. Please keep standing, everybody. No moving around. Let's honor them. Just in 1 minute. You're here inside and outside. You have never made a decision for Jesus Christ. Or at one time you have made a decision for Jesus, but you found yourself dwindling. You have seen the hand of God and Jesus is calling you back home. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Don't let any man cajole you. Win the war in your heart today for the sake of your destiny. Wherever you are, please start running from your seat inside and outside and come out here. I want to lead you personally to Christ and pray for you. Go ahead. Are there people like that? Go ahead. Don't look at any neighbor. Don't look at anyone. Wherever you are, inside or outside, don't pretend it. Jesus is calling you very quickly. Very quickly. Where are those who are giving their lives to Jesus? Inside or outside? Make your way to the front. Don't be ashamed. Please appreciate them, Koinonia, as they come. God bless you. Keep coming. God bless you. Keep coming. No matter how far, rush and make your way. Young and old. God bless you. Keep coming. It's time to make it right. Don't play games with destiny. Jesus is calling you. Come and surrender everything. Totally and consciously. Totally and consciously. Please make way for them. Don't stop them. Make way for them. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. I salute and congratulate every one of you for coming out. Hallelujah. The prayer you are praying is not reciting a poem. I want you to pray from the depth of your heart. Lift your right hand and say after me. passionately and truly say, Lord Jesus, I love you and I believe in you. I believe you died for me. You rose again for me. I surrender completely to you. Take charge of my life from today and forever. I denounce sin. I denounce Satan. And I receive eternal life into my spirit. Keep your hands lifted. Father, receive these ones. Change them. Transform their lives radically. I cast the power of sin from your life. And I release grace upon you to experience that which Christ has done for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that keeps drawing you to sin, I curse it right now. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for this great decision. Please follow the ushers, the gentlemen with the jerseys. They will have your details and you'll be back to your seat. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International, or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.